All right, welcome back to the programme. Of course, you can get in touch with us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Also, our website is kfmradio.com. But it's time for our second feature interview of the night now. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome back to the programme Rolette. She's on the line now. Rolette, welcome to the programme.
Thanks a million, Owen. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Look, it's been a busy week for you, I suppose, because on Wednesday you brought out a brand new single, The House Where We Used to Live. And this is a song that's been a while in the making, because I remember a live stream that you did during lockdown over a year ago. Now you performed that song, so it's been a long time coming.
Exactly, yeah. I wrote it a good while ago. And then, like you said, I had my Zoom concert during lockdown where I played a few songs that I was thinking about releasing and wanted some feedback on them. So, yeah, this was one of the ones that made the cut. So I'm delighted to finally be releasing it. I had like a good few songs that I was kind of thinking about releasing, wasn't sure which ones hit home the most. So, I had that concert. And then I suppose after that, I refined my set a bit more. And then, I met a great producer, Dave Skelton, during the summer last year, and we recorded 6 tracks. So, over the next few months now, from now until January, there's a lot of songs on their way, which is great. And, so Wednesdays was the first of those 6 tracks that will be coming out between now and June, or now and January, rather. So, I suppose it's great to... The good thing about releasing now is that actually I'll be able to perform them a bit as well. It was a long, quiet period there with COVID and everything, and not actually be able to, normally you decide what songs you want to release based on the feedback from gigs and from the audience. But so the last kind of year has been more about refining the songs, getting them recorded and produced. And now it'll be more so about getting them out there and then being able to perform them again.
You mentioned there the track being produced by Dave Skelton. He's worked with the likes of Roffey James and Faraway Martin. It was also mastered by Aidan Foley, who worked with Denise Chyla and U2. So it's great to have, I suppose, those guys coming in to give you a hand, particularly with the production side of things. The song itself, in terms of its meaning, straight away upon first listen to it, you know it's something very, very personal, and I'm sure it came straight from the heart, this song.
Yeah, it kind of is what it says in the house where we used to live. So it's about all those memories from the house I grew up in, and I suppose why my family don't live there anymore. But I think it's one that a lot of people will relate to in some form or another. And it's kind of just looking at, I suppose, all the memories that places can hold, and the little triggers that you get from seeing a hallway or a mirror or a couch or whatever it is.
Yeah, the lyrics of the song in like the best possible way are quite simple. And, often there's artists on the programme who would chat about a song that they wrote and they have to, search for deeper meanings or whatever the case may be. This one, it's very, very straightforward. The lyrics are, in parts very playful, in other parts quite serious. So was it an easy song to write in the sense that it is just from memories?
Yeah, it kind of was. So just kind of thinking about my favourite memories and my favourite parts of the house and everything. There's plenty of anecdotes in there, which I think my siblings would have preferred. I left a few out, but I had to keep them for the integrity of the song. It was a quite straightforward song in that sense. And sometimes you hear a song and you're like, God, there's like so many levels of meaning. Like this one, you definitely get it straight away, but... The little twist at the end, I think, is what is what normally gets people. So it's definitely, if anyone is listening to the song and thinking about tuning out, it's definitely waiting until the end of the song to worth waiting to get to the punchline.
Yeah, we're going to play it in the next few minutes here on KFM. For people who haven't heard it already, stick around, because it really is brilliant. We'll talk about some of the live shows that you have coming up in the next while in a few moments' time. But I know just before lockdown, you were quite busy. And I think nearly right up until lockdown, you were touring with Jack L, of course, from Athy.
Yeah, I was really lucky to join him on tour. We sang at some gorgeous venues, like that in Nice and in Cork Opera House and the Pavilion in Dublin and the Hawksville and Sligo. So it was great. And things were going quite well before COVID. I suppose like that for everyone. It just really knocked the wind out of a lot of artists' sails. So it feels good to be getting back into it now and performing again.
Yeah, last week you had a show in The Workman's with Roffey James and Stolen City. Saw some of the pictures and videos from that. It looked brilliant. I'm sure it was a good opportunity for you to play some of the new stuff that you've been working on. And then the Claire Morris Folk Festival, that's coming up on the 30th of April as well. And you've a headliner up in Castlebar in June. So busy couple of months.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually so excited to be playing at the Folk Festival in Claire Morris because I've been trying to see the Villagers for so long. I tickets the gig in December and it got cancelled, so it's great. Now they're performing on Saturday night as well. And yeah, and I actually have a gig with Faraway Martin on the 6th of May, I think it is, in Ballinrobe, which should be brilliant because I haven't been lucky enough to see him live yet, so I'm really excited for that one. So yeah, it's great that things are happening again. And that we have the opportunity to perform, and especially now that I have this host of songs ready to go. It's really exciting to get to perform them as they're coming out.
Yeah, and the first of those, I suppose, batch of songs that you've brought out is this particular one that we're going to play on the show now. The House Where We Used to Live. It came out on Wednesday, just gone by, from Rolette. You can have a listen to it now. Rolette, great talking to you as always, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks very much, Owen.